Here with the news now is Karen Creed.
Advertised rents for homes were more than 12.5% higher between April and June than they were in the same 3 months last year. That's according to a rental report from property listings website daft.ie. Our business editor Will Goodbody reports.
This data shows that between April and June, the average rent sought for properties listed on daft.ie rose 3.3% compared to the previous 3 months to just over €1,600 per month, while on an annual basis, advertised rents increased 12.6% compared to the same three-month period last year, the highest level of increase recorded since the index began 16 years ago. On a county-by-county basis, Leitrim saw the greatest rise of 21.3%, while in Longford, asking prices for rents jumped 19.9%. Among the main cities, Limerick saw the highest increase at 17.7%. The cause, ongoing constraints in supply at a time when demand continues to be strong. On August 1st, there were just 716 homes offered for rent across the country on the listings website, with fewer than 300 in Dublin. That compares to 2,500 1 year earlier and marks another record low in availability.
A report today shows the extent of financial damage inflicted on individuals and business by fraudsters. The figures were compiled by FraudSmart, a fraud awareness initiative led by the Banking and Payments Federation Ireland. Saoirse McGarrigle reports.
The report found that people who were the victims of text message scams were tricked out of an average of €1,700 during the first half of this year. Over the same period, businesses were conned out of an average of €14,000 through invoice fraud. Banking and Payments Federation Ireland is warning consumers and businesses to be on high alert for impersonation scams. Niamh Davenport, head of financial at the Federation, said fraudsters were seeking to take advantage of the transition of hundreds of thousands of bank accounts in the coming months. She said she expected scammers would use this account transition period to obtain personal information through the guise of a problem with a customer's new account setup or switch. She also said that with so many businesses legitimately changing their account details, this provided the perfect opportunity for criminals to take advantage.
The Department of Finance will publish its Tax Strategy Group papers this morning, which will outline options for next month's budget. The papers are expected to cover a range of issues, including income tax and environmental taxes. Our economics correspondent, Robert Short.
Every year, the Department of Finance prepares briefing notes for the Minister of Finance on the potential options when it comes to taxes in the budget. The budget is earlier this year, so the various parts of the budgetary process are also happening earlier. One big focus in this year's Tax Strategy Group papers is likely to be on the costs and the implications of moving social welfare rates to keep pace with inflation, and to what extent tax bands can be shifted to reflect wages, which are also expected to rise. There is also expected to be more attention focused on environmental taxes as electric cars become more popular and traditional sources of motor and fuel taxes come under long-term pressure. The government's summer economic statement declared the upcoming budget would be a cost of living budget and doubled the amount of tax relief expected on budget day to just over €1 billion.
In the United States, a federal appeals court has ruled that a House of Representatives committee is entitled to gain access to Donald Trump's tax returns. When running for office and as President of the United States, Mr. Trump had broken with modern precedent and had refused to make his tax returns public. Our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan.
When the Democrats won control of the House of Representatives in 2018, the party began a legal campaign to obtain President Trump's tax records. Led by Congressman Richie Neal, chair of the Ways and Means Committee, they followed a long legal process which reached the federal appeals court yesterday. It ruled in favour of the House committee, but has allowed a period for Mr. Trump to appeal to the Supreme Court, a course of action he's likely to follow. House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi said access to the former president's tax returns is crucial to upholding the public interest, national security, and U.S. democracy, and looked forward to the tax authorities complying with the ruling. If the Republicans retake the House in November's election, the new Ways and Means Committee is expected to drop the case if the Supreme Court has not ruled by then. Sean Whelan, RTE News, Washington.
Attempts are continuing in France to try to save a beluga whale that became trapped in the Seine. Marine experts have used a net and a crane to haul the whale onto a barge so that it can be taken to the coast. The whale swam nearly halfway to Paris before local authorities confined it in a large lock system. The beluga, a protected species, is usually found in cold Arctic waters. Now, the weather forecast.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Trust Grant to provide the full home heating solution and take efficiencies to new levels. Visit grant.eu.
It will be dry, warm and sunny today. Highest temperatures will range from 24 to 27 degrees.